This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Someone said in the crowd to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." And he replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. And he said to himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for so many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry." God said to him, "You fool. This night, your life will be demanded of you. And the things that you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, hi everyone.
Give us a little power
crazy? And what Jesus is pointing out is how wealth is a power. It truly is a power here on earth. And it can blind us. It can blind us to lead a spiritual life. And that's really what he is making fun of, this poor, foolish, wealthy man. Now, in Jesus' day, the wealthy were really wealthy. They were not like, we have like lower class and lower middle class and middle class and upper middle class and thousandaires and millionaires. There were none of that in Jesus' day. There were the Bill Gates, and then there were schmucks like us, you know? There were like really poor people, many of them, and then there were the real wealthy. And Jesus spent most of his time with the poor people. And he heard what they were talking about. He knew that they wanted more money. He knew that they thought wealth was the solution. And so he tells the story. He tells the story about if you think that you get what you might want, it might blind you to what you really need. Oh, I like that. I'm going to say that again. That just came to me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you think you might get what you want, it might blind you to what you truly need. And this is a blind person. The rich person in this story is a fool because he's blinded to what's real. He's blinded to the reality of God. He talks as if God does not even exist. He talks about his harvest as if he was the one who created the seeds, as if he were the one who made it rain, as if he were the one who let the sunshine to make the seeds grow, as if he were the one who had the power to make that harvest rich and bountiful. He talks as if he were the one who did that. And Jesus is saying, no. This isn't your harvest. You might own the land, but God's the one who created the seed, who sent the rain, who made the sunshine, and who made that rain grow. You're blind to God. You're blind to God. You think you're God here. You're not. You just own the property. That's all you have. God did the rest. And he's blind to other people. He talks about it as if he were the one who plowed the fields, as he were the one who sowed the seeds, as if he were the one who reaped the harvest, as if he were the one who was going to roll up his sleeves and tear down those barns, as if he were the one who was going to build the new silos. He wasn't going to do any of that. He had day laborers and slaves to do that work for him, but he doesn't see them. He doesn't notice them. He's not aware of them. He's blind to the people who are doing the real work. He's blind to what they need. He's blind to the fact that maybe they need a share of this bountiful harvest. He doesn't care. He's blind to other people. And finally, he's blind to himself. He thinks that his harvest is going to extend his life. He thinks his wealth is going to buy him time. Good luck. Good luck. He thinks he has control over his future. I don't think that, I think a lot of us want to be rich because we think the same thing. If I only had enough money, I'd have control. You know, if I were a really good fundraiser as a redemptorist, I could stay in Tucson for as long as I wanted. You know? They wouldn't move me. Would they? If I brought in millions and billions of dollars, New Orleans would be a wild horizon. But that was all. We think that money will change our future. He's blind to the fact that he doesn't have control over his own life, that his life is not his own. He's blind to the fact that everything he has is a gift, offered by God, supported by other people, and that he truly doesn't own anything except the land. That's it. Jesus tells this parable of the foolish rich person so he can show us the way of wisdom. What is the way of wisdom? 1 first week is give God God's due. To see that the good things we have in our life are gifts from God that God has given to us. And they are not meant to be poured in, they are meant to be shared. Second of all, wisdom is seeing how we really truly depend upon each other. We need each other. And we have a responsibility to each other. That we do not live in this world as single individuals. That it is a group effort. It is a community effort. That we need each other and we are connected to each other. And finally, someone was saying this, I think it was Angela, right before Mass. Today is the gift, right? We only have today. And that is the gift. And we are asked, how do I want to use this day? What has God given me this day for? He was foolish because he wanted to eat, drink, and be merry in the future. If he wasn't redemptorist, he would have done it today. You want to eat, drink, and be merry? Do it today! Don't wait in the future! No, each day is a gift. It's a gift from God. How do I want to use this day? Because we have no controls over the future at all. We know neither the time nor the place. One of the blessings that I have, my experience of being with the church and being in communities and being with you all, is I just want to assure you, there are no fools here. There are no fools here. One of the great blessings of being with you is your own wisdom. And I do see that. I do see you, all of us, as people who glorify God, who know where the good things in our life come from. That's why you're here. And you are so acutely aware of the needs of other people, sensitive to the needs of other people, sensitive to the people in your lives who help you and who need help. I see that. And finally, I know that all of you here are wise with the wisdom that today is the only day that you have. That people are more important than things. That possessions are meant to be shared rather than hoarding. Otherwise, we would not have built that extension back there. That is like from you. Father Paul, Father Charlie, and I, we didn't do a thing. Well, Father Paul did a lot. Father Charlie and I did very little. That really is a testament to the wisdom that you have. And so we celebrate that today. We celebrate the wisdom that you have. And we celebrate it because the world needs the wisdom. Because really the world still is like this rich fool 2,000 years ago. It still believes that things will save us. That possessions are more important than people. That wealth is our salvation. It needs this wisdom of a deeper kind of reality, of a reality that knows the glory of God, knows the importance of community, and knows also the worth we have of being of use to the world instead of just thinking of our own security and comfort. And so we celebrate the wisdom that we all have, and we ask that perhaps our wisdom can somehow be a light to the more foolish of the world. And also that when we are tempted by this foolishness, we will remember the words of Jesus today, who says it's really what's most important is to be rich in the matters of God. Amen.
Amen.